This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. This edition of the Market Podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. We are working with a mixed set of cues as far as global markets are concerned, as markets are now looking towards the US Fed for further direction, especially in terms of the trajectory of the rate hikes. Most of the US markets ended lower in the session as they await Fed's Powell to give a speech, and most of the market's important cues will be taken from there in terms of what would be the terminal rate as far as the Fed hiking rates are concerned. Now, when you're talking about the S&P 500 down close to 0.5%, NASDAQ down almost 0.8%. European markets too followed suit, ended largely in the negative. Now, when you're talking about commodity prices continued to gain for the second straight session. Gold prices went up almost 0.5%. And when you're talking about WTI futures, they surged quite significantly, 1.5%, after the recent sell-off that we witnessed as far as crude prices are concerned. Coming closer home, Asian markets today have followed cues, and most of the Asian markets are trading mildly in the red. Coming to Indian market and the kind of data points, today is an important day in terms of multiple data points that are awaited. When you're talking about the primary markets, Unipart's IPO opens today. We've seen strong subscription as far as Dharmaraj crop IPO is concerned. Also keep in mind, the Kirit Parikh committee will be submitting the gas pricing report today, and markets will take important cues from that as well. Q2 GDP data is set, and also the core data is something that will be announced in today's trading session. Apart from that, the MSCI rebalance is scheduled for today, and a lot of passive funds would be active in today's trading session. Analysts estimate close to $570 to $600 million of inflows as far as the Indian markets are concerned. HDFC Nifty at this point of time is indicating a mildly subdued start to the Indian trading session.